When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, happy birthday to the greatest mom on the face of the earth. Today is my mom's 71st birthday. And like always, my mom's always here. I feel, and I hope that you also get this feeling that like my mom's kind of like your mom too in a weird way. And my mom always has this way, and she's done this for years now, where every year she uses her birthday to kind of give us some wisdom of things that she's learned over 71 years now. And I think the one that she has this year is so impactful. And like, we'll talk about that as we get into our Wednesday show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Yeah, hi. Welcome to our podcast. Today is the 27th of September. 71 years ago, Nancy Yancey was born. Just a quick heads up before we start today's show. It's going to be abbreviated, and I'll explain why later on, but we're going to bypass a moment in Kramer history. I just kind of want to like set that up for you, that mentality up before we get into today's show. We're a podcast, by the way, based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, happy birthday.
To me. Happy birthday to me.
71 years old, 72 years old.
71. Don't get pushy.
Yeah, seriously, don't rush these things, man. I realize as you get older, like, yeah, you, like, when you're a kid, you don't really care if somebody screws up your birthday. Well, it's like a bell curve, right? It's like when you're like seven when you're five, yeah, then all of a sudden you're like, what the hell, man? Like, I'm obviously seven. Right. But then like you get into like your 20s, 30s, and like if someone calls you 33 and you're 35, it's like not a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. Then like 40s starts to like creep in, and like I have a feeling that like every year is going to get a little bit like more specific of like, let's get this right. So I can imagine by 70, you're really going to be like, don't you dare. Mm-hmm. Don't add one more age, no, one mm-hmm. more year to this. Like,
no,
it's not.
No.
It's not
I'm
it.
Going to
it's
be
not
71
it.
For a full year. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are your big plans for today for your birthday? What do you do to celebrate 71?
Oh, my. Well, we don't have any plans really to do anything special today that I'm aware of, unless Jimmy surprises me. But we're going to Knoxville this weekend to celebrate my birthday and Maggie's birthday, which is October 1. On Saturday.
So I could have sworn this is what I would have assumed would have happened today. And I still am not going to give up hope that this is actually what's going to happen. Is there's literally one restaurant in their town. Like there's one that's like, that's not a chain restaurant, uh-huh. and like not fancy or anything. Uh-huh. That is fancy. Uh-huh. And so I assume that's what you guys were going to go do today. Uh-huh. When we go to that, the restaurant.
The restaurant. Uh-huh.
The not chain restaurant.
Right. And we do anything, that will be it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Not a lot of things, man. When you live in rural Georgia, like, what are you going to do? You know, I could tell you from I lived in Statesboro, Georgia, which was where I went to college. And like, I can tell you right now, like, there's only certain places you can go to do certain things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously now I've lived in a lot of big cities, and, you know, I've got access to a lot of different restaurants and things. Listen, you live in these small towns. Like, there was this one restaurant. It was called Holidays. And Holidays was, and this makes no sense now in hindsight, it was a Greek and Italian restaurant.
Oh. Okay.
Now, that was like, those two are not the same. Mm-hmm. Greece and Italy, two way different types of food. Uh-huh. But I think it was, they were trying to play on our South Georgia
ignorance
of like where places actually were. I think they maybe assumed that people thought that maybe Greece and Italy were the same place. but like that was like the nicest restaurant in town. So like if you live in a small town, you know what I'm talking about. Like there's the restaurant. Like that's uh-huh. it. Like so if there's ever like a fancy thing you go to, uh-huh. doesn't matter if you're celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, if you're celebrating, you know, baby announcements or, you know, new jobs. Like, you always got to go to the restaurant. So I assume that's where you were going to be going today, but maybe not. But it's still time.
We'll see.
So here we go. We always ask every year. I mean, you're 71. You've lived a lot of life. You've seen a lot of things. First off, for you, what was the greatest part of year 70? You've now had 1 year to experience a lot of life. And what was your favorite part of 70?
I think it has to be Maggie getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just too good. just too good to get ready for grandbabies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big one. 70 was a pretty big year for you. I mean, that's big a big one. To find out you're going to be a grandma. And now in year 71, you'll actually be a grandma. Yeah. If you're new to our show, my sister is pregnant. And with triplets. So this is going to be a really interesting podcast come December. So stay tuned for how that's all going to play out, you know? Uh-huh. Any more? I mean, you just got back from your Zen forest birthday. Is there anything that you want to share on your 71st birthday with everybody that, like, if there's one, I don't know if there's a word or a phrase, like I usually do like New Year's words, you know, right. Like my word this year, is peace. And like, I've really worked hard to like cultivate that because it's important. Is there anything that you're thinking about going into your 71st year that you want to share with the group?
Yes, but it's not original to me, but it's, it's love. Well, there is a little company here, in Dawsonville actually, that makes t-shirts and sweatshirts and different kinds of clothing that have that as their logo, Love Well.
And they're next to the restaurant, by the way. That's the t-shirt store.
No, it's really an interesting story how it started. The woman's has a daughter that when she was in eighth grade, she was bullied. And she started writing that message to herself so that she would not, you know, fall into being angry at the people that had bullied her. And so the printing on these shirts is in her handwriting. And so they started this t-shirt company, and they just sell to mostly like at, you know, crafts fairs and things like that. But I found them in a little shop in Cumming that, you know, has a lot of different little artisans in there. And I bought a shirt, and it was too small. And so I went to the company, you know, to say, hey, I need a larger size. And she said, I live in Dawsonville. I'll meet you at Starbucks and I'll bring you your shirt. How cool is that?
I mean, that's
pretty cool.
I don't know if it's as interesting as a story as you made it seem.
Well, I mean, it's fun. So I met her today at Starbucks and we had a wonderful conversation.
Oh, okay.
And now when I place my Christmas order, she's going to deliver it to me and I'm going to take her to lunch.
It's a little more weird than a thrift shop friend. So if thrift shop friend is now our base, my mom made a friend just walking through the thrift shop one time, and my dad and I were very concerned about this. But now you're just meeting random people that make t-shirts at craft fairs, which I don't know if it's more or less weird, but you know, whatever.
That's
live
great.
Your life.
But that is going to be my mantra for this year, because I want to love well, because I have been so well loved. I feel so blessed.
Well, you're loved by very many people.
Well, I'm loved by a lot of wonderful people. One that I share this podcast with. And yes, so that is going to be my mantra for this year, to love well. And I hope that when I die, you all will say that one thing about me, that she loved well.
I'll say she made a lot of weird friendships there towards the end. But we didn't know that she had dementia.
She picked up
at that
a
point.
Lot of strange people along the way.
Yeah, that's like my favorite part of the podcast is like my mom's just random life. It's so bizarre some days. Like, I mean, all of our lives are pretty bizarre some days,
it's
right?
So
I mean, like,
bizarre.
Not like I can really, you know, I'll say anything about it, but like, yeah, we're, it's always fun to hear these stories of just random friends you make or things you accidentally buy or just, you're turning, it's like you've been preparing to be a grandma now for the last 5 years. You're just like getting into that grandma status just a little before so you actually excited. Had the grandkid.
I found a double stroller at the thrift store today. I can't wait.
Well, what are you going to do with a third one?
Oh, they have to go in a single stroller.
So how are you going to manage that?
Well, we just push two in one and push one in the other.
Who is we?
We, whomever.
Okay.
This random we. Whoever has
do they
to,
make a,
happens to
do
be
Do they make
at
a triplet
house,
stroller?
They make one.
They make one triplet stroller.
Yes, and it's very ugly and it's very cumbersome. So Maggie's decided this is for my house, right? So that we can stroll them to the park or just around the neighborhood. It's a lot to take out. But
like double strollers are like my nightmare, by the way. Like I can't imagine a triplet stroller. That would just be that would set me over the edge, I feel like. To me, double strollers are like the because you know I don't do well in crowds as it is. Like I'm an introvert. I like to be by myself and like so crowds are already kind of a tricky thing. And now when you add these extra large strollers into the situation, it's like it only makes situations like theme parks and you know anything out in public just a little bit more chaotic than it should be. It's already I just got the reminder on my phone right now or my computer. It says mom's birthday tomorrow. How about
Yay!
That
so don't
little
forget.
Reminder little reminder and tomorrow that means today because we're recording this obviously a day before. So since this is going to be a shorter episode today, let's take a quick break and we're going to come back in a second. We'll talk about all these shows that are going to happen tomorrow and we'll do mom tent and everything else too. Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. BetterHelp's been great, man. I'll tell you what, like if you're one of those kind of people that lay awake at night and your thoughts are keeping you up, it's annoying, right? Because, and that's the kind of night I had last night. It wasn't my thoughts. I wasn't really necessarily thinking about anything. I just couldn't sleep. But I know when you're worried about something, and you're just playing that thought over and over and over and over your head again. Like it's so annoying, right? And if you ever find that you're like having a hard time falling asleep, your brain just won't stop talking to you, like therapy can actually help talk those thoughts through so that like you don't have to deal with them at night by yourself. You know, that's one of the greatest things about therapy. It gives you a place to do that so you can kind of get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace with everything. I've been in therapy for many years. I continue to do therapy. I've done it for, God, when was my first session? I don't remember, 2011, 2010?
Yeah, I think so.
It was like before therapy was cool, man. I was like that, you know, back in the day, it was like you were like in the loony bin. They had to come like load you up in that little weird truck and throw you in there and
take you away.
Get sent off to the asylum. But now it's, you know, therapy's cool. You know, I can't imagine all like my favorite people in the world are so open about their mental health and work of their mental health. And, you know, I know it can be intimidating to hop into. And so I'm here to like say, hey, like, BetterHelp's really easy, actually, because you do it in your own home. Like, it's designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule. You can get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kramer today to get 10% off your first month. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kramer. Okay, so yeah, like I said, today's going to be a little bit shorter of an episode. A few things. Number one, I don't feel great today. I got a headache that I'm dealing with, and I'm very tired. I didn't sleep well. I was bragging. This is why you shouldn't brag about things going well in your life, because I swear to you, the second you say a word about anything positive in your life, it absolutely goes to hell. I've been sleeping great. Like the last couple of weeks, man, I've been sleeping 8 hours, 9 hours. Like that's unlike me. I'm usually like a 4, 5, 6 hour kind of guy, right? Mm-hmm. I've been sleeping 8, 9 hours, y'all. Like it's crazy. And then last night, I don't know what happened, but it's like I was so tired. And I laid down and I'm like, all right, time for sleep. And then I'm like, all right, now it's 9:15. All right, now it's 10:15. Now you're getting hungry. I'm like, eat like a little something because I can't. I'm gonna sit here and think about how hungry I am. I think I got to bed till like 11:30. Woke up at 3, so like I'm pretty tired. Then I didn't get a nap in today. It's been one of those days. So I know you understand my situation with this concussion. Everything's a little trickier right now. So to me, I'd rather just save up all this energy because tomorrow is gonna be a whirlwind. So I'm gonna finally talk about what happened. And it's going to be a couple different versions of what happened here. So on the radio. Well, let me start, I guess, from Uncensored. So we, Jess and I, my radio co-host and I, do a podcast called Kramer and Jess Uncensored. And tomorrow we're going to record the episode that you guys will actually get on Thursday. So I should say, so tomorrow you will get on Kramer and Jess Uncensored, the censored version of what happened. Leah, our therapist friend, is going to hop on and be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And so we'll break down as much as I feel comfortable breaking down over there. Certified Mama's Boy is going to be broken into two episodes. We're going to do a short version for everyone, which is going to include Ask My Mom and then kind of my mom's reaction to everything going on. For Certified Fans, we're going to do another bonus episode where I'll be able to break down a lot more. Miguel, actually, my old radio co-host, is going to hop in and we're going to break everything down. Miguel is like a wannabe Oprah, so I can't think of anybody more appropriate to want to sit down and talk everything through than Miguel, who's, you know, one of my best friends. And I just think he's a great host and just a great person. So he'll be on our more Mama's Boy episode tomorrow. So there will be two episodes technically tomorrow. If you're a Certified Fan, you'll get both. And on the Certified Fan More Mama's Boy edition, I'll feel way more comfortable breaking down more details because it's not as public. I think you'll understand more tomorrow about my apprehension about sharing a lot of details. And More Mama's Boy is a little more, it's a way smaller audience, you know? So it'll kind of give me a chance to kind of talk through it and not have to worry about like everybody having access to it. So if you want to join us over there, there's still time to become a Certified Fan. That's a, there's people that contribute $6 a month to our show. It's a smaller group, man. It's like the family part of it. It's like the, I don't know. It's like some of y'all feel like you're my best friends at this point. And we're just, we got a Facebook page for Certified Fans. We have the More Mama's Boy podcast that's out now. If you're a Certified Fan and you don't get that podcast, you can message me. I'm trying to get back to messages as fast as I can. So feel free to come on and talk to me. You can go on the Certified Fans page and ask again. Donald did a great job. He's one of our Certified Fans and did a great job with a breakdown. If you scroll down and kind of read you through some of the messages about the new show, so you can kind of see how it all works. And so I want to make sure that if you are a Certified Fan, you do get access to that show. If you're not, you can hop on today. And honestly, really, as long as you're a Certified Fan, you'll be able to get it whenever. So if you're like, oh, I don't have time today to sign up or whatever, then you can always sign up on the weekend or wherever. You'll be able to get access to that episode. So there's no real diehard rush for that. I will say the only thing that's a rush for right now is because we are going to our 2-day-a-week show starting next week, and I am discounting the price for Certified Fans for this week only. So if you want to become a Certified Fan and you are want to get an annual subscription, and I guess that sounds weird, but like you want to do an annual contribution, it's now $50 this week instead of $60. If you think about that, that's literally less than $5 a month for our, you know, our bonus show. And just know that every single one of those dollars goes to the benefit of the podcast. So I don't make any money off this. I don't want you to feel like, well, what are we contributing to? I was making money off the ads. Mm-hmm. And then that turned out to be $6 a day. And I was like, wait a minute, this ain't worth it no more. So anyway, I hope that you will you'll join us for Certified Fans. I actually want to do something a little bit different because it is my mom's birthday. I think I want to dedicate the show to you, Mom. And I think it's kind of weird to give yourself a whoop whoop, but you know, I don't think that you technically are a Certified Fan. You're a paid Certified Fan, so I don't see why you shouldn't be in the running paycheck for this. Yeah, you actually pay money to be on this podcast, which is really screwed up if you think about it. So,
why don't you whoop whoop me?
Okay, I'll give you the best whoop whoop I can here. So, this episode is dedicated to my mom, who's turning 71 today, and for you, we give you a whoop whoop happy birthday, and it goes whoop whoop whoop. So not as good as yours, but love you very much. Thank you for all that you do for us and for the show. And We kind of entered into this weird journey, 3 years ago now? And it's kind of crazy that we're still on this journey. New chapter.
Just loving every day.
Yeah. So happy birthday. If you want to become a certified fan, by the way, you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. It's fans to 888-Kramer-8. You can go in the show notes of this podcast, and you can not only get the link to become a certified fan, but you can also get the link to Kramer and Jess Uncensored over there. And then one more thing is if you go to certifiedmamasboy.com, you can become a certified fan over there. And thank you so much. I hope you'll be able to, again, tomorrow's going to be kind of crazy because I'm going to be telling this story multiple times. And so thanks for understanding. All right, Mom, let's do Mom Tent. So I know we have two pieces of Mom Tent today, and I think that one is appropriate for the special day. So Mom Tent, if you're new to the show, is my mom's content. And it started kind of as a joke because when we first started the podcast, she would send me all these articles she wanted to talk about. And I was like, she'd send me like literally 15 articles a day. And I'm like, it's too much. So why don't we just do this? Every Wednesday, you come on here, you tell us your favorite thing you saw on the internet for the week, and we'll kind of break it down. This week, though, we've got two. So explain.
Okay. The first one is using your birthday for manifestations. And it says instead of just making, New Year's resolutions and trying to restart every year on January 1st, why not use your birthday? So here are four of them to say on your birthday. So on my birthday, I manifest boundless joy, abundance, and love into my life.
Okay.
With each birthday, I manifest more incredible personal growth, wisdom, and self-love. I manifest my dreams and aspirations with unwavering determination on my birthday. And lastly, on my birthday, I manifest positivity and inspiration, radiating it to the world. Those are quite some big manifestations right there.
Well, you've solved everything, Mom. Thanks.
That was what their suggestions.
How do you feel about that? I mean, obviously, it was kind of a convenient time to read an article like this. How do you feel about that manifestation? I don't know that you and I think we have talked about it, but to me, I don't know if those are manifestations more they are like affirmations.
Yeah.
But maybe they are manifest. I don't know. But like what your thoughts on that? You think that's like that's something beneficial to do on a birthday?
Certainly I do. And I always reflect on my birthday about the year behind and the year ahead. And I'll be doing that today. And, to think about all that's happened in the past year and what my hopes and dreams and prayers are for the next year. And I guess that if I had to manifest something, I would say I would mostly like to manifest that all my grandchildren are healthy.
Yeah. Who cares about your kids anymore?
Yeah. Forget about
them. They can all go to hell.
I got bigger little fish now. So
the rest of the kids, who cares about them? Like, as long as Maggie pops out what she needs to do, then like we can all.
They're all grown. Now we got three more that we have to raise.
Doesn't matter anymore. So,
But yes, I always wish for, peace and love and harmony in my family. And now for my triplets to be healthy.
Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's get down to the what we're really here for. My mom always finds some nonsense too that always makes her laugh, or it's typically stuff that makes her laugh for Mom Tent, or things that we can like kind of break down and talk about that you saw on the internet. So what's this next one?
So this is something from Bustle, and it's people list things that they didn't learn about their partner until they were married, or I guess you could say you were living with them. So it seems a lot of people discovered a lot of different things about their partners.
I'm telling you what, man, like that's tricky. That's tricky because you know, we all wear that mask. You know what I mean? Like, once we got you, we got you. Here it goes.
Yeah.
You're about to see the real me now. I mean, there's, you know, there's people that always say, like, I'm not going to live with my partner before we get married. I say, that's nonsense. Like, you better live with your partner. You better do everything with your damn partner before you get married. I mean everything, because if not, literally, you're walking into the unknown. You ever, like, met somebody, and this is obviously would be a great example of that, but, like, you know, like you can get along great with somebody, you know, like everything can be great. And then all of a sudden, like you go through some kind of life experience. Like, let's just say, man, I love this guy. I love this woman, whatever. And then let's just say, I don't know, you get like stuck in traffic with him and you're like, wow, that is not a side of you that I've known before. This is different.
Who is that person?
So my recommendation is to literally go through everything before you move in together. But all right, so let's hear what people said.
Okay, I think this is a common one. I knew he was messy since I'd been in his house before we were married. But once we were under the same roof, it got out of control with clutter everywhere. He also started compulsively buying unnecessary stuff. And after 14 years, he is now my ex.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I tell you, the one piece of feedback I get from anyone I date is I don't close cabinets. And so like, that's, you know, you got to live with me for a while to know that. You got to know that, like, that's a thing. You got to deal with that. And I don't know why I don't close cabinets. I don't know why. I just don't see it until like the tornado's over and I come back in the room and like, oh my God, why are all the cabinets open? But like, in the moment, I just don't see them open. My brain's like on to the next thing, you know?
You know, it's the same reason that your dad doesn't and your sister doesn't. I don't know why. I feel like I spent most of my life closing cabinets. This one is
it's hereditary. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. His childlike side in the best way. Once I moved in, he opened up a lot more and I got to hear his real laugh and see how excited he got about his passions when he wasn't trying to play it cool. I love that. It's nice to like the surprises,
right?
When you see their vulnerability and their fun side that they, you know, they're afraid to show until they're comfortable.
Like, I would never be able to say, like, let's say, like, I'm on a date with somebody. Like, there's no way in hell I'd be able to be like, hey, come back to my place. I have a 9,000-piece Lego Titanic set in my house right now. I would not say that. You know what I mean? Like, you have no idea. The amount of money I've spent on Legos this year is astronomical. It
is
astronomical.
Keep those in the closet just for a while.
Yeah, that's a little hush hush. You know what I mean? Like, shh, this is between us. Between us. All right. What
this
else?
This one's really funny. The most atrocious farts to ever exist. I mean, loud, long, wet, and violently disgusting. I cannot even describe how bad they are, and it is all the time. I can tell you right now, that is something I have never done in front of your dad in 51 years.
Wow, that's impressive. My ex-wife,
that.
And I, you know, I don't say a lot of great things about my ex-wife, but like, I never smelled any kind of bodily poop, nothing. I didn't smell a poop. I didn't smell a fart. Like, I didn't walk into a bathroom and it stunk. I had never, ever, ever, ever. And I don't know how she did it, honestly. I think she didn't have a butthole, honestly, in hindsight. Like, I don't know. I just don't know how in the world she like was able to do that. But I never, I promise you that in the whole 10 years I was with her or 12 years I was with her, never once smelled, heard anything ever. So yeah, but guys, I don't even know what that transition is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure where that pops in, where you're just like, I mean, I don't want to have to hold this in. So like, maybe I just do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else?
How effing loud he is when he coughs. Or when he gets ready for work in the morning. Now, I can say that when you are in the bed and your partner gets up and you're asleep or semi-asleep, why is everything, like the volume is turned up? Everything is so loud. Your dad is so quiet when he gets up in the morning if I'm still asleep. I don't even know he's left the room. Yes, and he goes to bed after I do every night, too.
That's impressive, though.
I never hear him come to bed.
That's impressive because, honestly, like, in hindsight, like, one of my biggest issue, well, not one of my biggest, there's a lot of issues, but, like, one of my issues in my marriage was, like, I wake up so early in the morning, right? So, like, if you wake up at 8, I wake up at 3. So, like, how are we going to navigate this? And that's something I guess I didn't really think about I think at first you're like, oh my God, we're in love. Love, love conquers all. So we can just, we'll figure out the bedtime schedule. But after a couple of years, you're like, I'm really tired of waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like really, really tired of this.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we do two more?
Sorry. Okay. He eats my snacks constantly. He has his own snacks and he'd rather eat mine. He also makes fun of the TV shows I watch, like The Walking Dead. I can live with that though, because he's a good guy.
Well, that's good then. That's always a tricky thing too, which I think has become easier over time, because you have so many different devices you can watch content on now. You know what I mean? So like somebody's watching TV, you can watch your iPad or your phone or whatever, listen to a podcast, or if you don't want to watch, you know, whatever. I mean, but I'll tell you, like Jess is such a funny example to me. Like if you know Jess, like she didn't care anything about football at all, like zero, could give two shits about football. You know, she starts dating garage boy who likes football, and I think it was like that, but I also think it was like moving to a football city, because San Diego, we're in California. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess Oakland was kind of a big football team, but like now she like loves it. Like, thank God, because can you imagine if she didn't love it and like Gerald did? I can't imagine. For those that I couldn't be with somebody that loves sports. Yeah. I don't know what we talk about for like X amount of hours a week. I don't know what in the world we talk about. They'd be like, did you see the old Smitty Smitters over here? I'm like, who? I don't know who that is. And like, I don't even know how most of these games are actually played, to be honest with you. So
that's why I'm a Braves fan now. But I wasn't until just last year.
What are you going to do? Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. All right. Last one.
Here's a funny one. I had no idea that he shaved his ears once a week.
Yeah, where does that hair come from, by the way? I don't even know. I got so much weird hair now that I never had before. Like, I don't know. Your hair started growing like 5 years ago, and I'm like, where did that come from? That's bizarre. Like, why? Yeah, that's true. And we do a good job keeping that away from you too, you know. But after a while, y'all gonna see it's all gonna come out. Like, all of it's gonna be.
It's different after you move in, I will say.
Yeah, changes. I'm saying. Y'all better do everything, every last thing, because I'm telling you, there's no going back. We're going to move out because he farts too much. Like, no, but you better understand before you get to that point. You better be like, listen, what's your gas level like? Let's be honest about this, because I don't know if I can handle this. And hey, you're going to be 5 years later and be like, this is really bad. Mm-hmm. So, all right, there's mom tent for the week. Thank you for your patience on the show. I know typically we would do a moment Kramer history here. Honestly, a moment Kramer history is the hardest thing that we do all week. And I know you're like, what do you mean? It's just old segment. You'd be shocked how much time I spend on a moment Kramer history. Not only that, but like my ears are kind of driving me crazy today. So, and listening to the old audio, so tinny. I think it's best if we just say we're gonna pass it for this week. So
it's fine, honey. It's just fine.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Mom. I hope you go to the restaurant tonight and do everything in your
wildest desires come true. I have now outlived everyone in my family of origin as of today.
Yeah, how about that?
So
how about that? Well, keep it up.
Quite a milestone.
You just got to outlive me now. That's all I'm asking.
I don't know about that. I hope not.
Well, for the very first time at 71, you want to give us a love you forever?
Yes, for sure. Love you all forever on my birthday and every day.